It's Brian and Tricia, Quick C 98.3. So fried green tomatoes, something I'm not sure I ever had until this morning. My mom mentioned it the other night on the phone, and she said, I'm going to make a mess of those.
She did make a mess of them, not literally a mess, but...
And I said, I don't know that I remember ever eating those as a kid, and she said, because I didn't make them when you were a kid.
I am still fascinated by the fact that she was in Rhineyville. That's where her home is, in Rhineyville. Makes them, brings them here to downtown E-Town, and they are piping hot.
And they were just on a paper plate.
Yeah, a paper plate with paper towels and then covered with a sheet, with a piece of aluminum foil. Mm-hmm. They were hot. I almost burned my tongue. Mm-hmm. I don't know how she got here, Speed Racer, but they were so good. And she was so cute because... We walked around and I followed her through the office as
you followed the plate around.
Yeah, well, she was carrying the plate, so I followed her. And so every time somebody picked up a fried green tomato and took one, she was like, oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah. So everybody got a good one. They're all good.
So you noticed it. And then as Myrna was dipping her fork in to pick one up, you looked at me and you go, your mom's going to say that's a good one. And Myrna puts it on her plate and mom goes, that's a good one.
Cute.
Well, here's the best part of all. So we had her on just a couple of minutes ago. We talked to her about the fried green tomatoes, and she puts it this way. She's reconnecting with her heritage.
Yeah.
That's something she should have learned how to cook, probably should have cooked us when we were kids, but we just didn't have it.
Yeah.
Now she's decided we need to all eat fried green tomatoes. So my sister is now making them. Uh-huh. She's making them. I'm not going to feel the pressure. I'll just eat the ones they make.
Right,
I'm not going to cave in.
Everybody doesn't need to make them.
Right.
When you have people that make them as good as she does, there's no need for you to make them.
So she sends me a text, and she heads on to work, and she says, has that little spot aired yet? Now, I've been in and out of radio for 30 years, and she still doesn't really understand the terminology. It was a segment or a little interview, but it wasn't a spot.
Right.
And I said, by the way, that was live.
Right.
So she thought we recorded an interview with her, but the whole thing was live.
Everything is recorded for possible playback later.
Yeah, we've made that very clear. But anyway, thank you, Mom, for the fried green tomatoes. Everybody in the office seemed to enjoy them. Even Kevin, who only ate them under duress and peer pressure.
Yeah, and I can't eat anymore because I ate so many.
How many did you have?
I don't know. 4, 5, 10, I don't know. A lot. Oh, they're good, though.
But when you got one, was it a good one?
Every one of them was a good one.